This is a podcast from WOR.
You've never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
That's it, baby, when you got it, flaunt it, flaunt it!
It's Sunday night, and this is the place to be. The Taxi Dave Show. I'm Taxi Dave, and we're on WOR 710. Had a little bit of snow this weekend, huh? We'll get to that in a second. If you have the New York Times, Metro page 4, there's a very interesting story about a guy named Taxi Dave in the New York Times. Amazing. I had a lot of nice messages sent to me, and one of the nicest is from a gentleman who just retired. His name is Larry Fisher. He worked at Melrose Credit Union for many years. And I'm going to read you his Facebook message to me. In today's New York Times Metro section are great articles about three icons. The longtime bartender at Finelli's in Soho, Arthur Miller, and David Pollack. You deserve all the accolades. That was really sweet. So I'm driving into Manhattan, going down the Palisades Parkway this morning. And for those of you who know it, or if you don't know it, right after the gas station, as you approach the tolls, you kind of bear right, and there's nowhere to go. You have to go over the tolls. So if you make a mistake, and you don't belong there, you're going to Manhattan. You're going to New York State. So I decide it's, you know how the weather's been and the snow, with 26.8 inches. I'm in the right lane. I pass by the gas station, I'm taking my nice sweet time, and as I go around the curve to the tolls, there is a car in the right lane with his reverse lights on, going in reverse, and I have to slam on my brakes. What the heck is the matter with you people? If you pass your exit, go to the next exit. And you know something? The truth is, I was once supposed to get off the last exit in Jersey, and by accident, I passed it. You know what I did? I went through the tolls, went into New York, and made a U-turn and came back. That's what a normal person would do who doesn't want to kill anybody. Why the heck would you be backing up on a major highway before a toll booth? My gosh. You know, I heard on the news, the mayor is saying, the last thing you should do is push the snow onto the street. Well, I have news for you. I was on 52nd Street, on 54th Street, every side street from 12th Avenue to 6th Avenue. And guess what all the building workers are doing? They're pushing the snow into the street. That's what they're doing. Okay, where are you supposed to put it? On the sidewalk? I don't know. Just leave it. Don't put the snow in the street. Well, you have to shovel your sidewalk or you're going to get a summons. What do you do with it? Hey, just blink your eyes. It'll disappear. We'll let Mother Nature handle it. And here's a tip for all people who've moved to New York. As it turns out, there are about as many people who are born and true New Yorkers as there are who've moved from other places to New York. If you have a car in New York City, don't park on the right side of the street, on a one-way street, during a snowstorm or before a snowstorm. Always park on the left side because the plows are all tilted to the right. The plows. They will plow you in on the right. You'll have 4 feet of snow on the right and 1 feet of snow, foot of snow on the left. So there's a free tip from Taxi Dave. I have to thank Corey Kilgannon, the reporter who was in our studio last week. By the way, this week we're broadcasting live from the Melrose Studios out in Jamaica, Queens. Some people call it Briarwood. It's a fancy way of saying Jamaica, Queens. really state-of-the-art studios out here. They've done a wonderful job. So where was I? Where was I? Anyway, well, we have some guests coming on the show. Dan Ackman, an attorney, who sued everybody in the city from the mayor to the city of New York to me. We were also going to have James Weissman on, who's the CEO and president of the United Spinal Association, Disability Association, who is part of the plan to make 50% of yellow cabs accessible. And then we're going to speak with Mike the Mechanic, Mike Marinelli. He's going to talk about something very important. Okay? We've got a lot of emails and calls when he gave you the heads up on your leasing contracts, and we're going to talk about some more interesting stuff. There was a Taxi and Limousine Commission meeting this week, but before we get into that, what I wanted to read to you is a notice from NYPD. Let me just get it here. And the notice is about gunpoint robberies. There's an alert. One or two male perpetrators armed with guns are targeting hotels in Queens near JFK Airport. The robbers approach an unsuspecting person who is parked in their car, either in a hotel parking lot or on the side of the street near the hotel. They display a firearm and demand personal property, and they flee in the victim's vehicle in some cases. The most recent robbery that happened, a woman was shot in a hotel parking lot near JFK. So NYPD wants you to be alert and aware of surroundings at all times, because criminals often target people who are distracted or alone. Look at the robber carefully, mentally note as many details as possible. You can write him down. Is he heavier than you, taller, etc.? And you don't want to delay a robbery in any way. Give the robber what he wants and do it quickly. If you become a victim of crime, call 911 immediately. And if anybody's seen anything, contact the police as well. So that's a public service message from Taxi Dave to all of you out there. There was also a for-hire vehicle transportation study. We talked about it, and we'll get into that in a little more detail, I guess, when we have James Weissman on. But in the meantime, let me read you a letter that came in on Tuesday, an email, actually. I'm a medallion owner. I'm looking at Uber's app. It's 8 a.m. on Tuesday morning, and I see prices on Uber ranging up to three times the rate. Half of the taxi cabs at the garages don't have drivers today. All of the drivers are driving for Uber because they have surge pricing, which leaves the dispatchers unable to dispatch their cabs. The surge is not because there's a demand for Uber, but because there are not enough taxis. The government must step in. And that's from Simon. And that was received on Tuesday. And we did get another letter. By the way, you can send your emails to TaxiHale@AOL.com. We'll read the clean ones, folks. here's an email from Mitch. The fact that a taxi driver can't park in a hack stand to go to the bathroom without risking a ticket is a disgrace, and the TLC chairman should be ashamed of herself. It wasn't always this way. Maybe the TLC chairman doesn't realize it. And that's from Mitch. Thank you for that email. It's not easy finding a place to when nature calls in New York City. It really isn't. And as I get older, I'm finding that to be more true than ever. So right now, let me put Dan Ackman on the Taxi Dave Show. He's an attorney. And, I remember one time that he was suing New York City after Rudy Giuliani was mayor. And no one knew. It was the best-kept secret in New York City. He actually had Giuliani fly back in to testify. With us now is Dan Ackman. Welcome to the Taxi Dave Show.
Thanks for having me on, Dave.
My pleasure. So why don't you tell our listeners I think you're in the middle of one important lawsuit right now regarding medallions and what's been going on with the city and street hails and values. Can you enlighten us as to what the suit is about and then where we stand in the suit today?
Well, I have actually more than one, but I just wanted to correct the record. I don't think I ever sued you. I could be wrong about that.
No, you never did sue me. I was trying to be funny. Would you like to? Then we can talk about it.
I think I actually might have defended you once, but I never sued you. No, I think the case you're talking about, I actually have a couple of cases involving medallions and their value. One has to do with this crazy idea that half the cabs should be made into wheelchair cabs. And the other has to do with the auctions of medallions in 2013 and 2014. I think you were asking about the wheelchair issue.
Well, let's talk about the auctions first.
Okay, the auction. Yeah. Yeah, as you know, in 2013, 2014, the TLC auctioned off 400 medallions. It was supposed to be the first 400 out of 1,600. And they've indefinitely postponed the other 1,600 because there's basically no market for them. And we think the TLC cheated the auction buyers, basically coming and going. They have admitted that they were stating false prices in their official reports of what the medallions were trading at before the auction. And then right after the auction, they totally pulled the rug out from under the medallion owners and totally destroyed the value of those medallions. So we think there was a massive fraud and breach of contract against the auction buyers. And frankly, I mean, the city is fighting it tooth and nail. And frankly, it's kind of hard to imagine why they're fighting it at all. I mean, if these people bought these medallions under false pretenses and the medallions are really worth what the city says they are worth, why doesn't the city just take them back and sell them again? I mean, the obvious answer is they can't. But even so, you wouldn't think the city would be in the business of cheating taxi drivers who are buying medallions.
Wow. And has there been a hearing yet?
No, the city moved to dismiss the case. Actually, there's a bit of shenanigans even before. We filed the case in Manhattan. The city managed to get it to move to Queens and to the same judge who dismissed a bunch of cases filed by taxi drivers. We think our case is very different. So
was that the Supreme Court in Queens that misplaced a file for 3 weeks?
I don't know about misplacing the file, but there were several cases about the e-hails and saying that the city should not be allowing Uber to accept e-hails because that was equivalent to a street hail.
Right.
And that was only available to yellow cabs. The judge in Queens, Judge Weiss, dismissed those cases. Our case is, we think, very different because it relates in part to the allowing Uber to accept e-hails, but that's really the cause of the decline in the medallion value. But really, the case is about whether the city cheated the buyers of the medallions, you know, and it being the seller. So it's really a commercial case.
Is that because also at the same time they were allowing app companies to basically use street hails at the same time
$800,000? They told people the medallions were worth more than they really were in order to get them to bid in the auctions. Then right after the auctions, at the time of the auctions, there were only 10,000 black cars in the road, and they were 90% operating the way black cars always have, serving corporate accounts. Since then, of course, we've added about 30,000 black cars, and almost all of them are affiliated with Uber or other e-hail operations, and they're not operating like black cars. They're operating like yellow cabs. And, of course, when you triple the number of yellow cabs, you're going to reduce the value of the medallions, and that's exactly what's happened.
Okay. Thanks for filling us in on that one. And now tell us about the other lawsuit you have.
Yeah, as you know, I mean, the city has this plan, which is, you know, going into effect pretty much right around now, where half of the medallions have to be converted to wheelchair medallions.
By 2020.
Right. This is basically a completely crazy idea, just on the merits of it. But the lawsuit is a constitutional case saying that this program was implemented without due process of law and in violation of the principle of equal protection of the law. Because when half of the people have to have wheelchair medallions and the other half don't, obviously you're treating some people very differently from others. And we think especially the individual medallion owners who only have one medallion are being discriminated against in a very severe way. And wheelchair medallions, as you know, are basically worthless. So they're basically being required to trade in a value, which is already a medallion, which is already devalued from everything else that's going on, for a medallion that is almost impossible to lease and pretty much impossible to sell. So these people have been royally screwed by having to implement.
Is that a legal term?
That is a legal term.
Thank you.
And basically, the city got into this mess after winning a lawsuit in which the court said, "You do not. The city has absolutely no obligation to make any wheelchair medallions." The Americans with Disability Act, which was the alleged ground for making wheelchair medallions, has no application at all to taxis. And even though the city won that lawsuit, they turned around and settled it as if they've lost, which is a mysterious way of doing business. But that's what they did. So, and all the people who were affected and who had their medallions devalued by this program had no say in that settlement. So
we're going to hear James Weissman's take on that a little later in the show from the
United States. Right. I mean, I know James has made some good statements. His position is that everyone should be treated the same. Uber cabs should also be accessible. Now, of course, only half of the yellow cabs are going to be accessible, and I don't know whether he thinks all of Uber cabs should be accessible or just half of them, but right now none of them are.
It's a powerful statement when you take Uber. We know who their backers are. Which bank, finance company, Wall Street company is really behind them, Dan?
Well, Goldman and many others. I mean, there's a ton of money behind them.
So they're valued somewhere around $60 billion.
Yeah, they're a hugely powerful company. They basically railroaded
also,
when de Blasio wanted to put some kind of cap on them.
The chairman, Josi, had stated that in 2013 there were 35,000 for-hire vehicles on the road in New York City. In 2015... there were 76,000, and it's no secret that the Uber bases had 35,000 of those 76,000.
Right, using the for-hire vehicle number is a little deceptive. What you really should be looking at is black cars. Black cars, all Uber cars are licensed as black cars.
Right.
But they're really not black cars, because black cars are supposed to be run out of bases. Black cars are supposed to be owned as cooperatives or as franchises. Uber does none of that. And black cars are supposed to be serving corporate accounts. That's how black cars always were. Now they're doing something completely different. They serve anyone and everyone. They're not operated out of bases. They're not cooperatively owned. So
they stand on a corner in Manhattan, and they try to pick you up as though they were a yellow cab.
Exactly. So really, they act like yellow cabs, except they're not yellow, but everything else about them is a yellow cab, and they compete directly with yellow cabs. And this FHRA report that the city just put out says that in so many words. He says the Uber cars, and the yellow cabs compete for the same customers and for the same drivers. So why are they not treated the same as a legal matter? And that's the basic question.
Do you have any hearing dates coming up?
We've already had a hearing on a preliminary injunction motion. That was on December 8th. So we hope to have a decision pretty much any day.
By the way, this Tuesday, down at 500 Pearl Street at the United States Courthouse, the court is holding a preliminary injunction hearing. So anybody interested in supporting their industry, that's at 2:30 on Tuesday, January 26th, 500 Pearl Street, the United States Courthouse, room 15D.
Right, that's in the Melrose case. That's not my case, but my case has something, you know, has some overlap with that. The Melrose case is kind of a wider attack on the whole city regulatory system, also based on the Uber cars being treated very differently from yellow cabs. He also is attacking the wheelchair accessibility mandate. But our case is purely based on the accessibility mandate. And we're in a different court. We're in the Eastern District. The case you're mentioning is in the Southern District of New York. But there's you know, some overlap between the two.
That's Dan Ackman. Dan, thank you for clearing up a lot of the mysteries and bringing everybody up to date on two of the lawsuits that you're behind, right?
Yes.
Okay. Come back again and let us know, give us more updates on that in the future, okay?
I will. Thanks very much, Dave.
Okay. You're listening to the Taxi Dave Show, brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here, speaking of Melrose. Also, is a reminder from Member Brokerage Service. It's now insurance renewal time, and you should stop by soon to review your rates. Their licensed professionals review your policy, your options, and discounts to get you the lowest possible rates. Renew early. Stop by Member Brokerage inside Melrose Credit Union on Queens Boulevard by Hillside Avenue. You'll get great, not only will you get great service, but you'll get hot coffee and a free gift. Hey, how can you beat that? Stop by or call them soon at 718-523-1300. They do have extended office hours for a few more weeks. Get your insurance from a broker with Endurance, Member Brokerage, a Melrose Credit Union Service Organization. 718-523-1300. And that happens to be the home of Taxi Dave. And we've been in the New York Times today, the Taxi Dave Show. An article brings a tear to my eyes. And right now, somebody special is on the line who wants to say congrats. You're live on the Taxi Dave Show. You're still live on the Taxi Dave Show.
Yeah, this is Brother Ben. Congratulations on making the New York Times, and I'm proud of you.
Well, thank you very much, Brother Ben. Is Mom around?
Hey, Rick, this is my...
You're breaking up. Don't call me on your crummy phone when I'm on the radio, okay? Use the good phone. you're breaking up. I can't even talk.
For one.
There we go. Thanks a lot for calling, Ma. I appreciate
Sunday.
It. Nothing like being embarrassed by your mom. Okay. Max from the Rockaways wants to talk about the roads. You're next
on
the Taxi Dave Show.
Taxi Dave, I'm here, sir. How you doing?
Okay.
Awesome. They've had a section of Beach Town Drive closed for about a month now. And with the new construction by the waterway, it parallels Jamaica Bay. But, they have both roads closed, for both traffic, and there's just no rhyme or reason to it. I mean, I don't see anything going on, and no one knows anything, and it causes, a huge detour. And, I mean, yeah, go for a weekend or a few days, but, you can't be pushing a month on these things, I mean, people got to travel and move around in transit and stuff like that. And these new speed limits that de Blasio incorporated were imposed, I should say. It's a bit crazy because I got to do 25 miles an hour on Beach Channel Drive, but on the Marine Park Bridge, I can do 40, I mean, I'm going ridiculously slow so I don't get a speeding ticket. I mean,
were you affected by the storm?
Yeah.
I
stayed indoors. We had some snow. It wasn't that bad, I mean, the pile.
Any water damage?
No, I mean, I got stuck in the elevator, and the fire department had to come get me out.
Oh, that's always fun.
Yeah, it was the first time, too, and this is a modern elevator, too. So I was like, whoa, what happened to me here? But, that's pretty much gone the Rockaways. Yeah, we still have people out here surfing this morning.
Well,
believe it or not.
So Beach Channel Drive, you're saying that's closed for no reason for over a month.
Yeah, there's about a block or two. It's been closed. They're doing construction by the waterfront, but the roads are clear, but there's no rhyme or reason to it. And it causes the biggest detour. It's just
Well, DOT listens to the show, and I'm sure you'll get some action in the near future.
So, Max, I hope so.
I want to thank you for calling the Taxi Dave Show.
Thanks for my call.
Whenever there's a problem, do what Mayor Bloomberg did. Have a marathon. Okay. Susan from Manhattan, you're next on the Taxi Dave.
Dave, I'm delighted to talk to you. How did you fare in the storm?
Me?
Yes.
I was like a mole underground. I didn't leave.
I didn't leave either. Listen, I wanted to talk about wheelchair accessibility. First of all, I think accessoride vans aren't they wheelchair accessible?
Yes. Not all of them, but most of them.
I thought so because I live in a place and I'm one of your blind listeners and a lot of people use it. And another thing that concerns me is a lot of drivers might be afraid, to work with wheelchair users. They may be concerned for their safety, for their insurance. especially in Manhattan streets.
Well, they all take they all have to be certified.
Oh, they do.
You know, now to get a hack license or an FHV license, you have to take a wheelchair accessibility training class.
Yeah.
A lot of the wheelchairs, as you know, today, some of them don't fold up, the new ones, the electric ones.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, you know, you need ones with ramps. You have the MV1, which is the only, purpose-built, accessible vehicle with a side ramp.
Uh-huh.
And all the others have rear entry. And, and it's difficult. You know, as a blind listener, how do you go?
Well, I live on 23rd Street. I can basically walk to where I have to go. If I've got an important appointment, I'll take a yellow taxi because AccessoRide, as well intentioned as they are, they're not always very reliable. And in Midtown Manhattan traffic, it's, as you know, a challenge.
So you go out to the corner in front of your house and put up your hand?
I go out, yes. Or if I'm walking around, if I need help crossing 23rd Street, I get assistance because some of these drivers drive like cowboys.
Okay, listen, Sue. Right now we have to go to the WOR newsroom for an update on the storm. And when we come back, we'll speak with some of our other guests like James Weissman. Stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show.
WOR. Winter storm update.
34 degrees and clear in New York at 8:30. Good evening, I'm Bob Brown. Snowplows in the city continue to dig out following the second biggest snowfall in the city's history. The LIRR says service on most branches will be restored for the morning rush beginning at 5 a.m. Mayor de Blasio says schools will be open Monday and cars parked in school zones during the storm will be allowed to remain in their spots until Wednesday. Alternate side of the street parking regulations have been suspended through February 1st, but you still have to feed the meters. Flights are resuming on a limited basis at the metropolitan area's three major airports, but you should expect delays when heading out for your flight tomorrow morning. Unfortunately, six deaths in New York are now being blamed on the blizzard, all from shoveling snow. In New Jersey, many schools are closed, including Newark, Jersey City, and Hoboken Public Schools, and some communities along the Jersey Shore have no power. We'll have updates on the storm and its aftermath at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the night. Next news at 9, I'm Bob Brown on the new 710 WOR.
Listen to the Taxi Dave Show every Sunday at 8 p.m. to hear about transportation issues and information that affect you. Taxi Dave will discuss buses, trains, planes, gas prices, recalls, ticket quotas, bike lanes, vehicle recalls, infrastructure, and taxis. You'll hear information not heard anywhere in New York City. Down-to-earth perspective. So allow Taxi Dave to help you see the light at the end of the tunnel and the bridges where tolls are too high. The Taxi Dave Show, Sundays at 8 p.m. here on 710 WOR. If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
This is the Taxi Dave Show.
The best show on WOR. It's the only show I listen to.
Taxi Dave is back. It's 8:38. 35, and we are having a heat wave here. I'll tell you, after 28 inches of snow, anything feels like a heat wave. So now you're not hearing things, folks. I'm playing heat wave because I want to. Maybe it'll help melt all the snow on all the side streets in New York City. Speaking of recalls, 11,000 plus Hyundai vehicles are being recalled. 2015 Genesis with Hanuk Ventus S1 and Noble 2 tires that were installed as original equipments. The affected tires may develop cracks in the tire sidewall, resulting in a loss of air. And you know what that means if the tires rupture, right? Also, Chrysler is recalling 388,500 Dodge Durangos and Jeep Cherokees from 2011 to 2013. The wiring for the vanity lamp and the sun visor may short circuit after it's been fixed from a prior recall. It may still need to be recalled again. It wasn't remedied under the prior recall. The vanity lamp wiring may short out, increasing the risk of a vehicle fire. So there you have it, folks. Almost 400,000 recalls. You're not going to hear anywhere else but the Taxi Dave Show. Before I put on our next guest, James Weissman, President and CEO of the United Spinal Association, let me just take two quick callers who've been on the line for a while. Charbel, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Good evening. I do appreciate your time, and thanks for a wonderful story about the New York Times also.
Oh, really? Did you like my picture? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Oh, good.
Okay. Lately, I see so many Uber guys. They do work with many different apps, with Lyft and Via, whatever. So that should be against the law. Now, my idea is I can control it. By if I'm going to drive for Uber, Uber must give me a form. First of all, the first step is to take it to a motor vehicle to register that form and to register my car under Uber company. Now,
Go ahead.
If I decide to quit Uber or if I decide to convert my license plate from livery to private license plate, I got to fill out form from Uber and from motor vehicle. And motor vehicle, they must notify Uber or Lyft. This driver is leaving. He's going to convert his private license he's trying to convert his livery license plate to private license plate. And you must collect the telephone from him.
Very good. That's a good idea. And, Charbel, thanks for another good idea. By the way, last week we did have two medallion owners or former medallion owners or wife of a medallion owner in our studios. And I think from now on, when we broadcast live from Tribeca, right now we're at the Melrose Studios out in Jamaica, Queens. But when we broadcast live from Tribeca, I'm going to invite a couple of our callers to sit in there with me. How do you like that? I like it very much. Okay, thank you. JFK Mike, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Yes, well, great piece in the Times today. You deserved it. And I just want to say on behalf of all the JFK cabbies who are not at JFK today, the streets of Queens are a disaster. We're like the bastard child of the five boroughs when it comes to snow removal. And you're out in Jamaica. I don't know how the hell you got out in Jamaica. It's like a miracle. So
I stayed on the highways.
I'm telling you. But anyway, great luck in the future. And one last thing. I was going to work today, but they used to have a group ride or an emergency ride with Hurricane Sandy that worked great, where the cabbies who were lucky enough to get out there at the JFK could have had like a group ride thing or something. Where was this big TLC plan for the emergency snowstorm? Did you hear anything happening with that, or just it fell flat? Because I didn't get any information at all.
There were some emails that were sent out, and once decisions were made, as you know, they used the driver information monitor to notify drivers. Could have been done earlier, but things were put together last minute by the city of New York. I mean, what's interesting is they closed all bridges and tunnels at 2:30 Now, you're in Manhattan, yep. And then you're hearing at 1:30, you can't drive your car after 2:30. And it's like, okay, so you come in for a show. All the Broadway shows were canceled. You try to get your car out. It takes you an hour. You get to the tunnel or a bridge. You can't go over. What are you supposed to do? New York City hotel lobbies were overflowing with people just looking to sit on the floor or find a chair, okay, to sleep in.
Yeah.
There were no rooms.
Well, anyway, I think in keeping with the weather, the phone's breaking up. But you got a great show, and keep up the good work. And I'm glad Dan Ackman is checking in. He's great. All right, Dick.
All right, thanks a lot, JFK Mike. Next, our next guest is James Weissman. He's the president and CEO of the United Spinal Association and the head of the Taxis for All campaign. James, welcome to the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Me,
I'm actually not the head of Taxis for All. We're just a member of Taxis for All campaign.
Oh, well, thank you for that clarification. I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Why don't you tell us, you were part, United Spinal was part, with a settlement agreement with the city of New York when you were suing for accessibility in yellow cabs. And what's included in that agreement so everybody understands everything?
Right. 2 years ago, well, 5 years ago, we sued the Taxi Limousine Commission, saying that they regulate taxis so much that they are controlling everything. It's as if they operate the taxi system, and they should require taxis to be accessible. Well, for 17 years, maybe 13 years at that point, there had been a disability community organized as Taxis for All campaign, trying to make taxis accessible. Most of that time, Mayor Bloomberg was mayor and was against it, as were the yellow medallion owners. But there are no alternatives. There's only about 86 or 87 subway stations accessible out of 469. And buses rarely go into borough unless they're express. So wheelchair users were stuck. An AccessoRide is a 24-hour in advance reservation service. So spontaneous travel was impossible. Moreover, Medicaid is spending $200 million a year just in the five boroughs moving people to the doctor, poor people who are Medicaid eligible in wheelchairs, to the doctor. And the AccessoRide is $600 million a year. About 20% of that is on people in wheelchairs, and their average cost per ride is $60. So it seems to make economic sense to make taxis accessible.
Sure, the city and the state can save hundreds of millions of dollars.
Correct. Correct. And that means there's money there to incentivize taxis to be accessible, is what we thought, because they could save hundreds of millions. It still took a long time, but as mayor, 4 years ago, Governor Cuomo agreed with us and authorized the sale of 2,000 new medallions, all of which had to be accessible. And then 2 years ago, as Mayor Bloomberg was going out the door, he settled the lawsuit with us for 50% yellow cab accessibility by 2020. A month later, Mayor de Blasio was inaugurated. He ratified that deal and created a 30-cent surcharge that created a fund to reimburse yellow cab owners for accessibility equipment and operating expenses.
Right.
So if things were looking pretty good, until you look at the reality of what's happened with Uber. Uber has been so successful that they are, actually the mayor's congestion study just showed that Uber is replacing taxis. They said that there's these 30,000 new vehicles on city streets that haven't created more traffic because they're replacing taxis. If that's the case, then 100% of Uber vehicles are inaccessible. They're replacing accessible taxis with inaccessible Uber vehicles.
So you'll never get to the 50% of yellow cabs.
And well, if Uber, we get 50%, it'll be a very tiny number, unless the city acts to protect the yellow cab industry from Ubers, which is unregulated, unlike the yellows, so that it's an unfair competitor.
Well, Well, a couple of things for hire vehicle transportation study said that may be of interest. Ensuring accessibility in all categories of the for hire service. The last sentence says the city should pursue a similar path to ensuring accessibility in the non-taxi for hire vehicle sector. Also, the shift to e-dispatch will create a revenue shortfall for key transportation priorities. And I'll quote, you know, every e-dispatch trip taken in place of a yellow or green taxi diverts revenue from measures to fund an accessible fleet and support New York City subways and bus system. Without regulatory intervention, the growth of e-dispatch services will have lasting impact on this important source of public transit and accessible vehicles. And we all, and I said it before and I'll say it again, in 2013 there were 48,000 for hire vehicles, which includes black cars, and in 2015 there's 76,000. So, near the end of the report, it states the city has an important stake in maintaining a vibrant and financially healthy taxi industry given the importance of street hail. And then differential regulations for taxis compared to other categories of for-hire vehicles limit traditional yellow taxis' ability to compete effectively. So would you like to see an equal number of accessible vehicles in other segments of the industry?
Oh, absolutely. You know, to me, I'm the same lawyer that was dealing with buses in 1979. I sued the MTA when I was a young guy. And if you remember, Mayor Koch was mayor then. He was very outspoken against us, as was all the politicians and editorial pages. But what's happened with lift equipped buses? The cost, first of all, every bus is lift equipped. But the cost is lost in the sauce. Everybody forgot about it. In London, every new cab purchased for the London taxi system has been accessible since 1989, which means they have 100% accessible taxi fleet. No one thinks of it as unusual. It's just the way it is. What that could have happened in New York had Uber not cut so dramatically into the taxi business so quickly. Now we have to focus on getting everyone regulated. Uber is looking for statewide operating legislation, and the draft bill that I've seen exempts them from having to be accessible and prohibits localities like Buffalo, Albany, Syracuse, Westchester, and Nassau County from requiring Uber to be accessible. So that
why do you
no
think that is?
Noticing.
Why is that? In,
because Uber is connected to politicians like nobody's business. There was an article in Cranes that said they spent $350,000 lobbying city council last year, and multiplied that by every city where they operate or want to operate, and they're just very, very connected. It's important to them to be disruptive and to be unregulated. It's not just
so it doesn't only affect the disabled communities in New York City. It also affects the disabled communities throughout the country.
Absolutely, and they're fighting with disabled communities throughout the country. I was on a conference call Friday with people from Houston, Chicago, L.A., and San Francisco. All of them battling Uber. It's interesting, in L.A. and San Francisco, the district attorney, San Francisco is their base of operation. The district attorneys in both L.A. and San Francisco are suing Uber civilly, not criminally. Very unusual procedure because they're misleading the public about the background checks that they do on drivers. And, you know, everybody seems to love Uber, but nobody's looking at what's really happening. If Mothers Against Drunk Driving, for example, who are big proponents of Uber service, because obviously if your kids are drunk, you know, they get in car accidents, but if they could call Uber, they wouldn't. If Mothers Against Drunk Driving knew that there were background check problems, they might not want their drunk teenage or college-age daughter in the backseat of an Uber vehicle. But no one's paying attention, including politicians. No one is paying attention.
James Weissman, President and CEO of the United Spinal Association and a member of the Taxis for All campaign, correct?
That's correct.
Hey, listen, thanks for bringing everybody, all our listeners, into the loop as far as what's going on with the disabled community and with the app-based companies, and you named one, and the yellow taxi industry. It's important because, you know, everyone knows someone who's disabled. I mean, we just had a caller who's a blind listener, Susan from Manhattan. I mean, there's all
you know, people are living much longer than they've ever lived. They're working much longer than they've ever worked. Not everyone moves to Florida when they get old. People want to stay age in place. They want mobility. And if it's not there from the private sector, if Uber and the other transportation network companies and the yellow cabs and the black car services are not providing this service, it means government will have to provide the transportation. It seems crazy.
Hundreds of millions of dollars.
We have this opportunity.
You can save tax dollars and do the right thing. Speak to your politicians, okay?
Thank you, Dave.
James Weissman, President and CEO of United Spinal, on the Taxi Dave Show. When we come back, oh, here's a quick text. There's an Uber driver parked at the taxi stand on 20th Street and 9th Avenue. Hey, if you're listening to the Taxi Dave Show, get out of there. Oops. Stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show. We'll be back with Mike Marinelli right after this break. She's a neon red line and she can live on the street. Hey, 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 hey. I'm coming by every day. Hey, 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 hey.
Listen to the Taxi Dave Show every Sunday at 8 p.m. to hear about transportation issues and information that affect you. Taxi Dave will discuss buses, trains, planes, gas prices, recalls, ticket quotas, bike lanes, vehicle recalls, infrastructure, and taxis. You'll hear information not heard anywhere in New York City. Down-to-earth perspective. So allow Taxi Dave to help you see the light at the end of the tunnel and the bridges where tolls are too high. The Taxi Dave Show, Sundays at 8 p.m. here on 710 WOR. If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Isn't it amazing? The things that love can do. Isn't it amazing?
Taxi Dave Show is back. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. All drivers, show up and support your industry at the courthouse, United States Courthouse, Tuesday, 2:30, Tuesday, January 26th, courtroom 15D at 500 Pearl Street, if you're interested in doing that. Also, as far as commercials go, where's a commercial I'm supposed to read? Oh, it's in front of me. Member brokerage service, it's time to renew your insurance. So stop by soon and get the rates that will save you money. Licensed professionals will review your policy, give you the options and the discounts so you will get the lowest possible rates. Stop by member brokerage inside Melrose Credit Union, which is the home of Taxi Dave, right off Queens Boulevard and the Van Wyck Expressway. Stop by or call them at 718-523-1300. They have extended office hours for a few more weeks. Get insurance from a broker with endurance. Member brokerage, a Melrose Credit Union service organization, 718-523-1300. You know what's funny is Mayor de Blasio claimed that the safest year for everyone on our streets, for cyclists, for motorists, and for pedestrians since 1910. That's the Vision Zero policy. According to the mayor, 231 people died in traffic in 2015, 66 fewer than in 2013. However, there's somebody who's not very happy with it. Transportation Alternatives Executive Director Paul Steely White, who's been on the Taxi Dave Show, is dissatisfied with the rate of improvement and the lack of benchmarks by which to measure it. And also, cyclist injuries increased from 3,900 to 4,200, even though the deaths declined. So, we'll get Transportation Alternatives Executive Director on the show probably next week or the week after. But right now, we have Mike the Mechanic, Mike Marinelli, who's the owner and operator of Circle Collision in Nanuet, New York. Mike, welcome to the Taxi Dave Show.
Good evening, my friend, and how are you this evening?
Okay, how'd you make out in the snow?
Pretty good. Got the lot all cleared. Had about, I would say, close to 2 feet in Nanuet, right next to the Nanuet train station. And we should be really busy tomorrow, hopefully. Busy already, but we can always use some more bumper bangers.
Well, I'm sure you're going to have a lot of those that happened yesterday for the idiots who tried to drive around in 2 feet of snow.
They're not idiots. They are idiots.
But let me tell you something. When you drive in snow, as far as I'm concerned, you have to assume it's solid ice that you're driving on. And if you drive like there's solid ice under you, you're going to be okay.
Right.
At least that's how I drive. So what do you got for us this week, Mike?
Okay, well, my tip of the week, which I experience a lot at my body shop, is a lot of these newer lights, I would say, from 1995 up, they're composite. And they have plastic lenses. They're not like the old-style bulbs.
We're talking about headlights, right?
Exactly, headlights. You know, the old-style lights where you plug in the three-prong bulb,
right.
You pull the switch, you got the high beam and the low beam. These are composite lights, and the plastic gets very, very cloudy and distorted. And it really affects your vision at night when you're driving. I want to say that if your light is distorted to the point where you notice, it's probably cutting down at least 30% of your vision in the evening. And it doesn't matter if you change the bulb. It's not the bulb. It's the lens itself. It's a piece of plastic. On most of the cars, they get all like, just boosted, you know, all yucky and like cloudy, and they look terrible. And the easy fix for it is they sell stuff online that they say you could, you know, just clean them up and polish them, and you know it lasts. But realistically, you're just cleaning the plastic on the lens. And it lasts for maybe 6 months. The correct way to do it, which is what I kind of been doing to a lot of cars and the kind of...
Okay, so this is the correct way of clearing up vision problems with your headlights that are plastic, that it will be permanent as opposed to temporary.
Exactly. You sand them down, you take them out. And
you really sand them down.
Right. You take them out, and you know, this isn't a backyard mechanic kind of thing, unless you're handy, because you have to use the same clear coat that they put on the vehicles. Okay, so you take the lights out, you wet sand them with like a 600 grit, you get them smooth, okay, you take the distortion down, all the way down, maybe you take less than an eighth of an inch of plastic off the lens itself, okay, and then you use the same clear coat that they use on the cars. It's a urethane clear, one good heavy coat, you bake it in the booth for 20 minutes, your lights will never be distorted again, forever it lasts.
Why didn't I meet you a few years ago?
I don't know.
Helped me on so many of those night trips.
It's true. I mean, it's a cheap fix, permanent, and you'll see. Like I did it on my SSR. I have a 2005 SSR that I kind of customized.
Oh, those are sweet. Those are like the old Caminos, right?
Yes, really nice car, and it has those round taillights. And I took them out, and they weren't distorted. But I said, let me just clear them. And it enhanced the whole inside of the light because the clear coat, what they use on the cars, enhances the color. So this, when you put it on the plastic, it enhances the housing, the inside, and it just blasts at you. And it brightens up the lights and it makes them better than new.
Well, you certainly need it in any type of bad weather and at least half of the day when the sun sets.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's not the bulb, and your vision at night, you know, sometimes people, you know, they're driving at night and they say, oh, what's in my eyes? Well, maybe it's your eyes, but also maybe it's the headlights.
Mike Marinelli, thanks for calling into the Taxi Dave Show and giving all drivers a great tip on safety, really, safety of the vehicle. And I hope to speak to you soon next week.
Okay, Dave, thank you.
With another tip. Also, if you want to see any of the Taxi Insider newspapers, if you want to hear any podcasts of the show, go to nyctaxinews.com. A retired taxi driver, Abe Middleman, owns the website, and he's kind enough to put it on, nyctaxinews.com. I can't afford my own website yet, folks, but I'm getting there. What is it, $50 or something? You know, but we'll get there. I'm sorry? Yeah, I think it's worth it. We'll do that. We'll do that soon. Also on street hails, I want everybody to know in the For Hire Vehicle Transportation Study, it says illegal street hail subject both driver and passenger to potentially unsafe and unaccountable rides. It can result in predatory pricing or fraud. The city should pursue higher penalties for illegal street hails and options for criminal persecution, or rather prosecution, against those who flout the law. And that is in the For Hire Vehicle Transportation Study. So next week we'll have somebody on from the Hagedorn Little Village School, okay, out in Seaford, New York. It's a great organization. I want to thank all our guests today, Dan Ackman, James Weissman, and Mike Marinelli. All right, I got to go. Hey, taxi, get me through the snow in Queens and get me home. And everybody, drive safe.
This is a podcast from WOR.